Hero Award for Ladies Manager Pat Sullivan. Pat, where do you feel you came up short today?
Look, firstly, we came here looking for performance that we didn't get last week. We definitely got that in bundles today, and I'm very proud of the way they, I suppose, rectified the stuff we did wrong last week. We played against the wind first half, and the gale force winds were out there and lightning the whole lot in that first half. Probably cuffed off a couple of maybe passes that shouldn't have went into areas, at crowded areas, and we got punished for three of them. Gave them a little bit of breathing space at halftime, and conditions completely changed. We came back in the second half. But if we look at it overall, we pushed near the end because we wanted to get that goal, and we conceded a goal. We never looked like they were ever going to get a goal on us. And I think the improvements were there from last week, but we still are that little bit short off when you play a team of this calibre. When you give errors, they'll punish. And that's what happened today. We got punished for three errors. And in the end of that game, that 3 or 4 points was the gap in the finish.
You're heading into another relegation battle, Pat. How confident are you that these players can lift it now for that challenge?
Look, I'm confident they can. They know their heart and soul, like how close they are today. They know we didn't perform last week, but unfortunately in the setup and the structures there, you get two games and that's it. You don't get your 3 or 4 games and play a proper championship. We know we're facing relegation, which definitely don't want to be in. It's going to be against, it looks like now it's going to be against the losers of Tip and Cork next week, whenever that's going to be. And look, both of them are going to be a massive challenge to us, whatever we get. So we don't want to be there. We're there. We just have to suck it up and get on with it now, and we will. And I have faith in them that they'll prove how good enough and good enough they are to be in Division 1. And like, we are disappointed, 100%. But we'll take a lot of heart in what we've achieved this year so far. And I take maybe two of the senior players out of this group. We're an average of 21 years of age, the team that came out here today. Like, so that's a phenomenal bunch of players that you have. So I said to you during the week, that's 5 of them when you finished their leaving since Friday. So when you don't have that experience, and you see the experience we faced today, 14 of the girls started today and 3 came on and all out of medals. So that's the difference. And they're there the last 2 years and 3 years, and probably are at it since 2018, playing 18, 19, 20, 22. We know we're learning our trade, but we need to learn it a little bit quicker, because in Division 1 and in senior, it's cutthroat and you don't get a chance, and that's why we're facing a relegation battle.
No surprise to see Lauren McGregor fire and back in net again. Had her 9th goal this year. Like, what do you make of her record in front of goal?
Lauren is just top class. She never fails to score, and she's always there at the right time. But you saw again today, even Lauren got a great goal. But Lauren's work rate off the ball is just absolutely, any young girl coming up wants to see play in the forward line. That's what you have to do off the ball. But she is just so mentally strong that she always wants to get that chance, and when she gets it, she'll take it. But your luck, we all know, she didn't make the team of the league. You'll come to the All-Stars, she will not even be nominated. So unfortunately, that's the vein of form you're in. You get 10 goals and 12 or 13 points and you won't even be in a nomination of a list of an All-Star, which I think she's most definitely heavily, heavily, strongly to be involved in.
Can we go to issues outside the field of play today, Pat? First of all, the thunder and lightning that we had in the first half. I mean, the TG Cahar camera operators had to come down from the scaffolding. The commentary team came down from the scaffolding in the first half. Do you think it was safe for the players to stay playing out there?
Well, I can definitely tell you the conditions were something I haven't witnessed before. And you always have a fiery sideline, and it was definitely fiery from the top today looking down on us. But it was really scary at times there, and there was lightning sparking over our head. You could see it. Like, and as I said, the conditions completely changed in the second half. And unfortunately for us, we weren't playing into it. Or if we were, it could have been a different story. But that's life. And yeah, I would definitely thought conditions today were on the borderline of us continuing or not. Thoughts ran through my head, if I had to be honest, in the first 10 minutes of, will this continue if this gets worse? And well, thanks be God that we got to half time and we were able to regroup, and we came out in the second half, and as you can see here now, the sun is beating out, so it's really, really funny weather today.
The players made a stand before the game. Pat, we saw both Waterford and Meath players staging a sit-down protest. The throw-in was delayed by a minute. What do the players hope to achieve by the stand that it took today?
Look, you can see today they're standing united together. If you ever see two teams going to battle at the battle, we went in there for 60 minutes today. I mean, before the ball is thrown, you can see shoulder to shoulder and what they want to do and what they want to achieve. They're not asking for a whole pile, just asking to be treated fairly and move this process on that's not moving on. And 18 months, 2 years going into it now, and still nothing has moved from where they started. And all they're looking, as I said, is to be treated fairly and get what they require for girls that need to play at a level that's nearly professional at the moment for what they're putting in. And it's not moving on, and hopefully this doesn't continue, that this, if you call it protest or whatever you want to call it, I call it not playing as normal more than a protest. And I think that needs to change fairly quickly from all the bodies involved to help the players, because you don't want to see what's happening here yesterday and today and whatever happens next week. That's not what the players want to do. They want to concentrate on doing what they're really, really good at, playing football.